Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, Nick Negley, owner of Whiskey Acres, it's your turn. You're on WGN Radio. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good morning, John. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'm wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
Guess what this is. Listen carefully. What do you think that was?
You starting the weekend?
That was a can of ginger ale, for crying out loud. I just opened a can of ginger ale, Nick.
So, bourbon slush time.
Yeah, that's right. Nick Negley is the owner of Whiskey Acres. You hear their commercials sometimes here, and every now and then he pops up and gives us a good recipe idea for the holidays or the whatever. So, you dropped off for me a can of ginger ale, some simple syrup, some bourbon. What are you cooking for us here?
Well, I believe what we're working on today is our bourbon slush.
Okay.
And... So I got to know, John, since I'm not sitting with you, are you drinking right now or are we ginger ailing? What's happening there in the studio?
Well, I can. Well, I will consume no alcohol before 1 o'clock today. Don't talk to me about 101, but until 1 o'clock, I will be alcohol free. But what's the best, if folks are going to get together maybe on their own this year and they want to sip something a little different, make a recommendation for us.
So if you're, stuck at your house or going to sneak out and go to a party, I would recommend the Whiskey Acres Bourbon Slush. And the recipe is on our website, as well as I'm pretty sure WGN will be posting it. It was named Best Cocktail by the Chicago Tribune on their Bicentennial Bucket List a couple years ago. And it's all these wonderful things, starting with our Whiskey Acres straight bourbon, black tea, sugar, orange juice concentrate, lemonade concentrate. You cook it down, you put it in a sheet pan, and it sits overnight. And then when it's, I guess in your case, John, you wait till 101. Yes, you scrape that out of the pan, put it in a glass, put a little splash of ginger ale on top of it and mix it together. And it is just about the best thing you could ever have to take to a party or enjoy as a nightcap. And if you think one is enough, one batch is enough, you're always wrong if you're taking it to a party. So I always suggest to make a couple batches because it goes so fast. And it's really just a nice, wonderful, approachable drink that whiskey lovers can enjoy, as well as the folks who maybe don't think they like whiskey. This is really kind of one to help them begin their whiskey journey and have something fun to try.
Yeah. So you put it in the freezer, it freezes, you make a slush, and then the drink can become as alcoholic as you like, because you could have more ginger ale, say, if you don't want too much whiskey, or less if you want it to be more whiskey forward. I used to make this, or Brendan and I did, but I don't remember us using tea in the recipe. You put black tea in there, huh?
Well, that's one of the kind of the secret ingredients. It cuts down the sweetness a little bit. It gives it, some of that kind of tea spice and makes it so it's just not over the top, just bourbon and sugar. It makes it kind of a multi-layered and flavored cocktail that's really enjoyable.
How do you make your Manhattans? Do you do 2 shots to 1 or 3 shots to 1? Maybe you don't do shots, but I mean, is your ratio 2 to 1 or 3 to 1 bourbon to vermouth?
Well, am I home already, or do I have to get home?
you're consuming safely.
2 to 1. 2 to 1 is the kind of the standard ratio we do, and we serve ours at the distillery or visitor center in DeKalb. We shake them over ice and pour them over a nice ice cube. 2 parts straight bourbon or straight rye, and 1 part sweet vermouth. And it's really just about the easiest classic cocktail you can ever enjoy.
Yeah, it's pretty popular these days, along with the old fashioned. And then do you like an Angostura bitters with that or an orange bitters with that?
My personal favorite is Angostura orange bitters. Is how I make my Manhattan here at my house. My team knows, or our team knows at the distillery, if I order a Manhattan, they sneak me the orange bitters as well. Again, it just kind of gives it that extra sort of citrusy flavor that we really like to make our simple cocktails, but something that's well layered and dynamic and really just easy to create at home. And buying a bottle of Angostura orange bitters is a really easy way to up your cocktail game.
Out to Cowboy, this distillery wins awards around the country and the world for the whiskey and bourbons that they're making. And we discovered them before the pandemic when they briefly transitioned to making alcohol for sanitizing things. They're back to just making good old-fashioned whiskey. You'll see the bottles and shelves around town. I was listening to the radio the other day. I don't know if it was a business, a food report or what, but they were describing the different corn that you grow and then use to create different flavors, if you will, of the bourbon. Is that right?
Yeah, so we look at, you know, we call ourselves an estate distillery because we're sitting on a 2,000-acre farm at Walter Farms in DeKalb. And that phrase estate distillery is really kind of a nod to what we all know as an estate vineyard, where they grow the grapes on site to make their wine. Well, we grow the grain on site to make our whiskey. And because we've been doing this for multiple generations, you know, we know that all corn is not created equal. And so we plant and grow several different varieties of yellow dent corn, which is the stuff that's, you know, kind of commoditized and used in your fuel and your corn sweetener and really anything that you consume. And we've identified a handful of those that are what we consider to be superior. Yeah. And then just to kind of take it a step further, we use some heirloom grains and some really kind of obscure things. For instance, like we make bourbon from blue popcorn. We make bourbon from Oaxacan green corn and a few years down the road.
But here's my question about that, because I heard that, and I'm glad you mentioned that. I thought, okay, but then when you make the bourbon with that, don't you have to wait a while to see if that batch is good? Doesn't it take a while to, I don't know, sit and do whatever it is alcohol does?
There's a few. I mean, you know, you were asking for three words. Every year of my life since I owned a distillery, the number one word is patience.
Yeah.
But you know, moving forward with how you can identify what works or what doesn't, you know, my business partner, Jamie, he takes corn and he grinds it up and kind of makes a tea out of it to give you kind of an idea of what the mash is going to taste like.
Yeah.
Then, you know, kind of fast forward from that point in time, when you distill it, there's distinct differences coming off of the still when the whiskey is still white before it goes into a barrel. And that's when you can learn quite a bit about what that sort of young, unaged spirit is going to do. But then you really don't know the final answer till 4 or 5 years down the road of exactly what's going to happen within that barrel and what the final product is going to be. But yeah, there's enough intuition, enough instinct, and kind of common sense that we can identify things that are special off of the still before it goes into a barrel that then can drive our planting decisions and what we're going to distill for the next year.
Yeah, think about that, planting decisions, for crying out loud. Nick Nagley, the owner of Whiskey Acres, that cocktail recipe is on their website. So where do I go for that, Nick?
WhiskeyAcres.com, and then I think the tab is something like cocktails and recipes.
Yeah.
And you scroll down, you'll get to see different products that we have available, and then there's a handful of recipes. And in terms of, you will see a few bottles on our website that are sold out within the state of Illinois and at our visitor center. But we have a partner called Sealbox, SEELBACHF.com, that they can, unfortunately, they can't ship within the state of Illinois, but they can ship to other states, and they've got a list of them. But they actually just received a shipment and have some of our blue popcorn bourbon, some of our maple syrup cask bourbon, and some of our other standard offerings. So it's kind of a little secret honey hole there.
Good to know that. Good to hear you again, yeah. Nick. Okay, we got to wrap this up, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and I want to say hi to my 4-year-old twins, Gunnar and Everly, who are listening right now. So they're very excited to hear Daddy on the phone today. So, John, thank you. Elif, congratulations on her move, and we'll miss her. And happy New Year to everyone at WGN. We appreciate the support at Whiskey Acres.
Nick Nagley, owner of Whiskey Acres. Boys, your daddy done good. It's 10:58. WGN Radio News is next.